The Utah Highway Patrol asked a couple dozen protesters to step away from the door to the governor's office, saying they were posing a safety hazard in the event of a fire or emergency. A spokesperson for the group, Troy Williams, made it clear that the group was prepared to be arrested. Their demand, a hearing of Senate Bill 100, which bans discrimination against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender citizens.
If the LGBT community's access to democracy has been blocked, then we will symbolically use our bodies to block the governor's office. And we're going to be here until we get the guarantee that SB 100 will be heard or that we are forcibly removed.
Senate leaders have said they do not want to consider any bill regarding LGBT issues until the state's case appealing a gay marriage ruling is decided in federal court. The bill's sponsor, Republican Steve Urquhart, took the group's message to Senate President Wayne Niederhauser, who agreed to discuss the issue in a closed caucus the following day and to hold a more public meeting in a week. The protesters said they would not be satisfied until they got a guarantee that the bill would be considered. They then moved to block the entrance to a Senate committee meeting, and that's when the state troopers decided to arrest them. As she was handcuffed, Gail Murdoch says she feels fine about being arrested.
People have to show up to make a change. We all are here. We're passionate. It is so much time.
All right, please make a hold.
Excuse me. The protesters were informed that they may be charged with a Class B misdemeanor for interference with a public servant or a third-degree felony for obstructing lawmakers from their meeting. Michael Wesley says he feels good about what the group accomplished.
We made a stand. We got some attention, and we got the message out there. And the conversation is going to move forward, and so today is a success.
But the protesters may have hurt their cause with some. Alexandra Efremo is a citizen who was blocked from entering the meeting. She was there to support an unrelated education bill.
I have two very, very good friends who are gay. I love them to death. And I am against discrimination against lesbians and gay. But after this thing, no way. I'm just going to turn my head the other way. This kind of stuff is absurd. That's not how you do it. You don't block another citizen's right to go into their own committee meeting that they want.
The protesters were taken to Salt Lake County Jail. Now they wait to find out if their protest will have any effect on the debate between lawmakers. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.